I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, first order of business is the minutes from the August 26th meeting. Do I have a motion to accept or any amendments?
Jessup will make a motion to accept the August 26th minutes.
I'll second it, Richie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed.
Okay, I just had the question about my request for more information. And I understand that it's just going to refer to another place.
Audio and video.
For the information. But we did pass a motion saying that that's what we want. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
My recollection is that we agreed to include whatever comments you made that weren't included in the minutes.
Yes, it says, right, it says accept the minutes with the understanding that more detail record a record of Mr. Luna's comments. And
Joe?
Yes?
If you would like to give me those specifically, what you would like added, because I really didn't get what you want specifically, I could put it in now.
Okay, well, I thought it was on the tape, so I didn't want
to
give it.
I know, but you kind of went from one thing to another, so that's why I said to refer back to the tape. You did mention about the number of parcels and other things like that, so if you want to give me 2 points that you think are very important.
Okay, we have 600 parcels that are commercial in the town.
Okay, 1 second. 600 parcels are commercial.
Yes, and 60 of those are suitable for drive-throughs, and we are talking about 1 mile stretch with no drive-throughs.
1 mile stretch without drive-throughs.
Without fast food drive-throughs, right.
Fast food. And that's you'd like me to include that, I can do that for you.
That's enough. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As I recall, that was related to the August 12th meeting, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I think I have a motion and a second to accept the minutes for the 26th meeting. Do I have a vote?
Yes.
On favor.
We got that, Supervisor. I'm just going to add that in that commentary for the
part. All right, fine. So next up is correspondence. In your package, there's a resignation letter from Dominic Benito as our code enforcement officer. Do I have a motion to accept with regrets?
So moved with regrets.
Ed Jessup will second Joe's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. We'll now continue with the public hearing of Manchester Sewer District from the last meeting. Do I have a motion to reopen the public hearing?
It was never closed.
Okay. So are there any further public comments or questions from the public regarding the Manchester Sewer District? If they want to, they need to unmute themselves. Is that correct, Chris?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Any comments or questions regarding the Manchester Sewer District? Okay, do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
We'll make the motion to close the public hearing on the Manchester.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up is there is a resolution in your package to establish the town board as the lead agency on this issue. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second Joe's motion.
Joe motioned and Ed seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next in your package is a short EAF. Do I have a motion to accept the EAF for the Manchester Sewer District.
We'll make the motion to accept.
Ed is making the motion. And Rich seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up is a negative declaration related to this action. Do I have a motion?
Motion to accept the neg deck, Ed Jessup.
I think I have Richie making the motion and Ed seconding. Do I, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That's carried. We have a now a resolution establishing the Manchester Sewer District.
So moved.
Supervisor? Wanda?
Yes.
Did we said at the when we first opened the public hearing that we would go over the results of the polling?
Okay.
Would you like me to do that before the board makes a vote?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
You can do that at this time.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So I had sent out 182 letters because there was 182 property owners that were being included in Manchester for you guys to consider this for the sewer district. Out of those 182 letters that were sent out that invited them to the public hearing, as well as provided a polling survey for them to respond to, I heard back from 75% of the property owners. That's 41% of the 182 properties I sent to. Out of those 75-
I'm sorry, excuse me, Wanda, I didn't catch that percent.
Oh, 41%?
Just to clarify, what you meant, you said 75%, Wanda. I think what you meant is you heard back from 75 property owners, which were actually 41%.
Yes, sorry. So out of the 75 people, there were 4 responses that said they would wait for the public hearing to make their decision. There were 16 properties that said no. There are 12 properties that are in an out-of-district agreement that by signing that out-of-district, they agreed to this sewer district. And 43 property owners voted yes. So that makes 73% of the people who responded said yes to the sewer district, 21% said no, and 5% roughly, said they were waiting for the public hearing. So I just thought the board should know that before you took any action.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so as I said, next up is a resolution actually establishing the district. Do we have a motion for adoption of that resolution, please?
So moved.
Joe is in a second.
I'll second the motion.
Ed is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Next is a notice of adoption of the resolution subject to permissive referendum.
That goes with the bond resolution. All you need to do is vote on the bond resolution.
Okay, so the next is the bond resolution along with a permissive referendum, which authorizes us to borrow the money. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second Joe's motion for the bond resolution.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. All right, next up is on their agenda is the Route 5582 corridor rezoning draft scoping document. You have a resolution indicating that we intend to be lead agency and to circulate the draft scope. So my what I'm asking for is a resolution to declare ourselves lead agency and accept the draft scoping document and close. Do I have a motion?
Excuse me. And
that has to be two different?
No, it's all together, but it also includes setting the public hearing for October 14th.
Okay. So to repeat, resolution establishing us as the lead agency, accepting the draft scoping document and making it available for public comment, and setting the public hearing for October 14th. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make the motion.
Do I have a second? Richie Ryan is the second. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?
I will vote yes for the for those informational things.
All right, thank you. So that's good. Next is a resolution related to document retention. Christine, can you tell us what this is?
Yes, the state, New York State Archives changed the retention period for certain things. So we have to adopt a new resolution. It says I will follow that retention schedule.
Okay. Any questions?
Did we see the retention schedule? Or doesn't
it's about 200 or 300 or 400 pages, but you can find it online.
Oh,
I went through it and I sent the important parts to each department.
Okay, good.
Hey, Joe, that's what we pay Christine to do. And we're all grateful, I can assure you. So do I have a motion to accept the amended?
Sounds like War and Peace.
I think it's interesting that we have to accept something established by state law.
Yeah.
That said, do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to accept.
I'll
second. Richie's second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next has to do with an amendment to, or a renewal, I guess is the best word I could use, for the franchise agreement for the transfer station run by Royal Karting. That agreement ran out a week or two ago, I believe, and this is for a renewal. What I'm asking for is a resolution to set the public hearing for October 14th for approval of that amended agreement. At this point, the best of my understanding is all they're doing is revising the fee schedule. Other than that, I don't believe there are any substantial changes to it.
No, there are no substantive changes. It's just amending the schedule.
Alan, I read the contract over before the meeting.
I think, as I said, all we're doing is really amending the fee schedule, which is something that's done rather routinely. Do I have a motion to set the public hearing for October 14th?
I just need a second.
Okay.
Joe made the motion, Richie seconded it.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, thank you. Next up is a resolution set the public hearing for the assessment roll for special districts. That also has been set for October 14th. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Yes, I'll second.
Rich is seconding. Joe made the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. All right, next up is a letter from our highway department, the superintendent. He's requesting permission to put in flashing stop signs on Dr. Fink Road at the intersection of that road and the entrance into the plaza. I should note that the most recent traffic count that we have for that road shows that the number of trips is above 2,300 trips per day. And he's recommending that we consider putting in a three-way stop intersection there to better control traffic and reduce the chances of accidents as well.
That's a good idea.
Do I have a motion to accept that recommendation?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to accept.
I'll second.
Ed Jessup made the motion. Joe seconded. Do I have all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carry. All right, next up is committee reports. Is there anything through the CAC?
Nothing from CAC.
Anything from highway? Anything from business and economic development?
No.
Anything from recreation? Anything from open space?
No report.
Any further town board comments?
Yeah, I want to let you know that I talked to Costanzi Crane about that storage unit.
Okay.
And gave us a firm price on it. And if we can make a decision on the boxes that we have that need to go in there instead of renting space and having people go out from a town to places, I'd like the motion to get that.
Well, don't we have to first find out exactly what we need?
The latest information I have is that we have 500 boxes in the building. We've had that number before. The question I've asked and still am awaiting an answer to is, how many of those boxes fit the characteristics of needing to be stored on the premises, meaning they either are likely to be asked for on a frequent basis, and also that they need to be retrieved on a timely basis?
I can answer that.
Okay.
All the court records need to be on site because they're called for very frequently. They are almost up to 300 boxes. The other boxes vary for the comptroller and the receiver of taxes and rec. And in January, I take in a certain number of boxes, and usually I destroy the same number of boxes. So the number of boxes generally is the same. Like the comptroller generally every year gives me 12 boxes, and I take 12 boxes out that have lapsed, meaning the destruction period of 6 years has already elapsed, and I can take them out.
So Christine, what you're saying is that 500 count, you're confident represents the number of boxes that have to be stored on site and could reasonably be stored off site?
Well, all historical boxes could go off site, that's true, but there's only about 42 of those.
Out of the 500?
Yes. Most of the stuff that we need to get our hands on a regular basis is court, and they have the largest number. So it would vary between 400 and 500. Right now, the court has a lot because they haven't archived anything. All court records that end in the 00 year must be maintained permanently, and they must be able to be got into. I mean, I had to pull a file out that should have been destroyed 3 years ago, but because somebody kept it because there has been a problem, we were able to help the person with it, and it had a 25-year retention period. A lot of the court records have very long retention periods of 25 years.
Okay.
And then as to Margaret with the receiver, she generally does go back into her files on a regular basis for at least 2 years back from the current year. So I would be confident to say about 400 boxes. I think the historicals I could take out if you wanted to put them in with Georgia Heron Trot's other stuff, but that's negligible amount.
Okay. And I think my recollection is downstairs only holds about 125, right?
That's correct. And my idea was at this point, since I was contacted by the imaging company, that the boxes we sent out in January are coming back. They're about, I believe, 135 to 40. They belong to zoning and fire. And Ken will eventually be able to destroy them, but he has to keep them for at least 3 months in order to make sure they've been properly scanned. So if I get a place to put all the other boxes, especially the court, he can utilize that as he has people go through his scan boxes and then get rid of them as needed, because sometimes it takes them a little longer if they're busy to get to it. They have to keep them a minimum of 3 months, but sometimes they're kept up to a year. And that could kind of be a transitional type space, where as he's doing his scanning, he could keep things there until he's comfortable with destroying them.
Okay, thank you. So, Richie, are you making a motion that we purchase this, put it on the site?
We talked to Mike Kelly, I already talked to Ken, and they're both on board.
Where are we putting it?
Oh, we're putting it right next to the cement slab you have right now, Joe, with okay. The air-conditioned units and everything on
it. So it's going to be that high. It also has to be that high.
It has to be that high. Yes, it does. Okay. So we can put mafia blocks down, fill it with stone, and put the unit right on top of that.
You're killing me.
Why say
your aesthetic values are far below mine. How about putting it down where we just got that property from the fire company? Right there, just before you get into the highway department.
I think that's got a lot of water, I heard, Joe.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of water out back there.
All right.
That's the problem.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Ken will know, you know.
Ken said that.
I'm game wherever you put it, as long as I can get into it.
Okay, good. I'll talk to Ken about that.
And Mike. All right, it sounds like it's been demonstrated that we need this, and what we're haggling about is where we're going to place it. So let's have a discussion and look at the options over the next couple of weeks, and we'll make a decision at the next meeting. Does that sound okay for folks?
That's next week.
No, it's 3 weeks. Next week's meeting is this week. We rescheduled the 9th.
It'd be September 23rd.
Right. So let's make a decision at that time.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
Is there anything else the town board wishes to talk about?
Maybe I'll get a present.
Anything from the town attorney?
Not tonight.
Do I have a motion to open the meeting for public comment?
No move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion made by Councilman Luna, seconded by Councilman Jessup. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Any public comments? You'll have to unmute your session to ask a question or make a comment.
Mr. Chairman, this is Norm Dean on Dr. Peak Road. I'd like to thank, and it's a big thing to recognize the danger that you guys have done and the establishment of the stop signs. I hope it saves some lives.
I hope they pay attention to the stop signs, sir, I more than they do the speed limit.
Yeah, I know. It'll be a short drag strip.
Well, if they stop, that would be an improvement. That's what I meant. Because if they ignore the stop signs, it could actually make it more dangerous rather than less. So I'm hoping that the flashing stop signs will get their attention.
Me too. And I want to thank you guys. It's big. Thank you big time from somebody that's lived here for 43 years.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks. Good night.
My pleasure.
Any other comments?
No.
Yes. Torrey Close, 28 South Cross Road, LaGrange. Who's paying for the seeker for the rezoning of 82 and 55?
I'm not sure what you're asking. You're asking who's paying for the consultant activities associated with the town, with the town's action?
Yes.
That's a little bit of a complicated question. But the quick answer is the town pays for the activities associated with their actions.
So it's the taxpayers who's paying for it.
Right.
And so it's Susan Cavey now at 28 South Cross Road.
Mm-hmm.
K-A-V as in Victor Y. So the taxpayers paid for this last time, right, when it was, and the seeker process wasn't approved. I mean, you approved it, but then the court said that you had to go back and do more work. Is that correct?
It's a little more complicated than that as well. The town's action was being taken at the direction of the town board. But we also had requests from property owners that supported that action as well. And so they contributed to a very large degree to the costs of the initial action. And so the town's taxpayers' bill on that first action was relatively limited. As you suggested, we were challenged in court with an Article 78. The main substance of the complaint had to do with the fact that the process that we had followed didn't adhere completely to state directives, the specifics being that we were required to have two public hearings related to the amendments to the comprehensive plan, and we only had one public hearing, and so that's why we're redoing the process. Some of the costs are being absorbed by our legal counsels because of the fact that we didn't follow the process, and they felt that they were partially responsible for that, and some portion of it will be absorbed by the town, the taxpayers. But the bottom line is the original action was mostly paid for by property owners who supported what we were doing. And the bulk of this is being absorbed by our attorneys and not the taxpayers. But there will be some portion of that that is paid for by taxpayers, yes.
Is there some way to get a breakdown of who contributed? Like, is there some public portal that one could go to as a citizen to see how much the citizens had to pay for this?
The quick answer to that is no. You can't go out and look on a website and find out what those numbers are. If you want the detailed information, you can file a Freedom of Information request to the town, mm-hmm. and we will evaluate that and respond to it according to law.
Okay. Doesn't it seem untoward that the same people who want the rezoning change would pay the town to have the rezoning changed?
No, that's actually a fairly common occurrence. When people apply for a zoning change, which is what they did, there's a process to apply for and ask for zoning changes. They are charged fees as well as being asked to pay for the legal fees associated with accomplishing that. So it's not untoward at all. The purpose of it is to make the applicant who is asking for the change pay for it rather than the taxpayers.
Yeah,
that's
a good.
It's the opposite of untoward, actually.
I understand that, but it doesn't seem that the fees that I've ever seen for residents or whatever cover that kind of the amount of money that it takes to rezone.
Now, my experience is exactly the opposite, which is that frequently when people ask for zoning changes, they pay for the entirety of the cost.
Okay. Right.
This one's a little bit of a different wrinkle because the town had actually initiated the action before we had the request from the property owners. But it's I can assure you, it's not at all unusual for property owners to ask for a zoning request and pay for the costs associated with that rather than the taxpayers generally.
Okay. I just want to reiterate from the past that Tori and I would like to mention yet again that rezoning East of the Taconic seems antithetical to having businesses in the town center, as well as the environmental concerns, the water concerns, and all the other concerns that have been brought up to date. So we really would like to firm up that we are very much against this, and I think that hopefully we will find that many others are as well.
Okay. Anything else? Are there any further public comments at this time?
Yes, my name is Drew Gamels. I'm from Keenan Bean. I represent Majak Enterprises, the property owner at 1502 Route 55 LaGrange. Just a couple points. One, is there anyone in particular that we should be submitting written comments to on the draft scope in advance of the October public hearing?
Those comments should be submitted to the town. I guess I would address it to the town board since it's a town board action. And the supervisor, me.
Great. I also just want to reiterate a point that we've made in a couple letters that we've submitted about our concern that the town board is doing a supplemental environmental impact statement. We appreciate that the board is conducting a scoping session, but we remain concerned that the board is relying on the underlying draft environmental impact statement and final environmental impact statement that were completed for the 2019 zoning amendments. We believe that since the 2019 zoning amendments were rescinded the action is void, therefore the underlying secret documents are also void, and that the town should be starting the process from scratch with a complete new environmental impact statement and new studies. So we are concerned that it's a supplement, and we're concerned that the focus on the supplement will just be the three new parcels instead of all 19 parcels, which the law is including.
Let me clarify that the intent of the supplemental environmental impact statement is not to supplement the original environmental impact statement limited to the three new properties, but to supplement that study with any additional information, concerns, or issues that may be raised at the public hearing.
Thank you. I appreciate that clarification.
Any other further comments? Do I have a motion to close the public comment period?
You're muted, Ed.
I think Ed made a motion even though he's muted. Do I have a second?
I read his lips.
And Joe's seconding, I think. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Any further discussion from the town board? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Joe made the motion to adjourn. Richie seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.